Well, it's our Saturday morning podcast, and I have a warm feeling because the gentleman I'm going to bring on is somebody I admire a great deal. He's a wonderful guy. And years and years ago, I told Herm Edwards, I said, you're one of those NFL guys, you would work in college. You could walk into a living room, mom would like you, dad would like you, and the kid would like you. And I don't think that's the case with a lot of even NFL legends. And so it's my pleasure to bring in Herm Edwards, Arizona State last year, winning record in the Pac-12, 7-6 overall. First of all, coach, this college thing is interesting, Herm, because in the NFL, you get countless hours to practice. In college, it's reduced to 17 hours a week, Herm. How much of a struggle is getting that information into that tinier window of practice time?
Well, you make a great point, and it is about information. Coaches are knowledge providers, and you have a limited time. So your efficiency is one of the things you have to consider. But also, what are you asking these players to do? And I think you have to simplify a lot of things in college football, and the fact that you don't have the time as you would in the NFL. And so with that being said, the better players, the more simple you can become, because you figure like your good athletes will win out. And so here we go again, talking about athletes, talking about recruiting, right? And that's what college football really is about recruiting.
You don't have a lot of returners offensively. Last year you ran the football and you played great defense. In fact, that went over Michigan State. Was one of, I thought, an incredibly well-coached, well-played game, considering that staff was veteran and yours was a brand-new staff. And over the course of the season, you had some big wins. You were a don't turn it over, run the football, play defense.
Well, we needed to play that way last year, knowing that we were going to probably play a young quarterback, and lo and behold, we're playing a freshman quarterback.
Right.
So I think you had to establish that last year, a little bit of our identity. And then also, as you talked about defense, defensively, I think in college football, you need to make some stops. You know, stops are critical. In college football, it's about scoring the ball and how can you limit possessions. Well, you limit it by controlling the clock and not allowing 14 to 15 possessions, keep it in an NFL pace around 12. We were able to do that. And as you know, we were in a lot of one-score games, happened to be in 9 one-score games that we had the ability to win. Now, we didn't win all of them, but we gave ourselves a chance.
For an NFL coach, obviously even the great ones, Belichick, has whiffed on draft picks. Now, but it's harder for you, Herm. You're looking at 17-year-old young men. Mm-hmm. Take me to the evaluation process from NFL head coach to college head coach. Is it easier? Is it harder?
Well, probably a little harder because you're looking at a developmental growth of a young man that's 17 years old, 18 years old. You know, what are they going to be when they're 21 years
right.
old? You're trying to look at that guy going, okay, this is what he's going to be. He's going to mature. We can probably put another 20 pounds on him, 25 pounds if he's an interior player. He can get stronger. All those things are part of it. But I think the main thing you look at is you look at guys that are hungry to play football, that really have a hunger that is important to them. And be quite honest, Colin, you look for guys that want to go past the college rank to play football, actually right. going to the NFL. Then you got a guy that you realize, okay, this guy is all about the game.
Right.
You know, he really wants to go to the next level. He wants to come to college, become a student athlete, graduate, and go on and try to make a living doing this. Those are unique players, and when you get, four or five of those guys on your football team on either side of the ball, you're going to be a pretty good team.
People forget this, that, Nick Saban was losing 4 games his third year at LSU. Even at Alabama, his third year, he had like 3 losses and then decided, I'm not going on the road at a conference. It takes a long time, and I wouldn't call Arizona State a traditional powerhouse. It takes a long time to build recruiting connections, to build a staff, to get the right offensive coordinator. Now, here's what you did really well last year. You didn't turn it over, and you got after the quarterback. You were second in the conference in sacks. And many of your best defensive players now, you got sophomores all over your defense. When I watched you play last year, I don't know how complicated it was, but it was an aggressive defense. You went out and got after the quarterback. Again, is that your style? Can you do more of that at the college level, Herm? Because the quarterbacks are just less sophisticated. They're kids.
Well, I think you have the ability to do that if you have the secondary that can cover. And that's why, for me, in college football, the way we play our defense, we play a 3-3-5. So we actually play with five secondary players. That allows you to keep your defense on the field regardless of what the personnel is. And I think the better you are defensively, it starts in the back end of your defense. Can you cover men? Can you play man-to-man? And when you can do that, you make the quarterback hold the ball. You take away a lot of those quick throws. Now, with that being said, you know, you might give up one or two, but I think the matchup is obviously on the perimeter because they spread you out anymore in college football. You know, you see college football, there's one back, there's four receivers, right, and there's three receivers and a tight end. So you can play zone, and these quarterbacks will pick you apart. I mean, they'll just throw the short game on you all day, and you got to be able to stop that. And the only way you can stop it is you got to play some man-to-man.
Hard Knocks, you were part of that in Kansas City. Arizona State was mentioned as one of the teams that could be part of the college Hard Knocks. I'm watching the Raiders on Hard Knocks. Take my audience into that. Was it disruptive for you? Could it be disruptive?
Well, it can if you don't know how to handle it. And I think for the most part, if you understand how to handle it, for us in college especially, we are going to be part of it. It really highlights your program. Look, Colin, we know we mentioned it earlier in this conversation. It's about recruiting. So right, you're bringing the recruits into your program, whether it be the athlete or the parents, and they're seeing how you function. And for us, because we're trying to build a program, I just felt like that was pretty important for us to be part of this.
Do you enjoy recruiting?
I do. I really do. It's a lot of time, but you know, for the most part, meeting young people and meeting their families is fun. Especially when they come here on campus, or at times when you visit the home. I've always said this so far. I've never had a bad meal, so that's kind of how it works too. But it's a lot of fun. You get to know the people. You understand the environment a lot of these kids where they grow up and how they have grown up, and that helps you as far as when the kid arrives on your campus, knowing how to handle it.
Do you, the feeling out process, have you ever walked, you don't have to mention a name, have you ever walked out of a house and thought, I don't think that kid loves football?
Yeah, you get that sense, and I don't know if it's so much the house, but I think if when the more, you know, this is about conversations. These conversations go on. I mean, we're talking to 2020s, 21s already, and it's, you know, that thing starts up, and it's really about the conversations you have. And then I've always said this about football players. Your resume is on tape. What you do on the field speaks louder than any words. And I think eventually, as you watch a young man play, the tape always tells the truth. It tells the story of this guy. And I think the more you study the tape of a player, the more you can find out.
You know, you guys lost 8 or 9 players to transfers this offseason. Nick Saban has privately told people it's a big frustration. College basketball, it's an epidemic. Now, in the NFL, you had free agents, so you didn't, you know, players were mobile. You were used to that, Herm. You're probably
right,
much more capable of dealing with the transfer situation than college coaches. But do you worry about this, Herm, that kids now, if they don't feel they're starting, they are exit stage right? Are you concerned that there is a movement in sports in general? I'm not playing, I'm not staying.
Yeah. At certain positions, obviously the quarterback is one. You see the movement of quarterbacks a lot, but I think the unintended consequences have risen their head as well, because some of these guys leave thinking, well, I'm gonna get re-recruited. The problem is, a lot of times when you leave, the school you want to go to might not have any scholarships left.
Right, right.
So now you're kind of stuck. So there's a lot of kids that were stuck in that portal. They thought they were going somewhere, and they ended up maybe going down a division.
Yeah,
which was a little shocking to a lot of them.
Herm Edwards joining us, coach at Arizona State. By the way, they're on Fox FS1 September 14th at Michigan State. So the Sparty thinks that's a payback game. You have a freshman quarterback. You have a very good young running back, but it's a lot of young kids. Let's go back to, you've brought Marvin Lewis on your staff, Antonio Pierce, an NFLer. You are adding a pro element to your staff. Why?
Well, because that's the DNA. I mean, that's what we say. We're the pro model. And Antonio Pierce is here. Kevin Mawai is on the staff.
Yep, I just saw that. Great guy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys, and we're the pro model. And I think most colleges probably do it the same way. They don't say it. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't want these guys to enjoy being a college athlete, because we do. And it works both ways. He's a student athlete first, and then if he has the ability, Colin, and talent, you know, no coach has ever given a player talent. God gives them the talent.
Right.
What you have to make sure you do is not allow them to waste it and live up to that potential, because that's what we do. That's our mission statement as coaches. You know, you coach a player to get him to perform at his highest level. And players want to hear that. They also want to know the things that you do, how you view tape, how you practice, how you go about things. Is it the pro model? This is the pro model.
When Belichick called you, and I imagine he did because you've been friends and you've told me that before, when Bill called you on N'Keal Harry, and they lost Gronk, so they lost a physical component in their offense. So, you know, when I watched N'Keal play, he reminds me a little of Anquan Boldin. Not going to separate, not a burner, but boy, he's going to – that ball's in the air. He is going to battle you for it. If he was a basketball player, he'd be a rebounder. What did you tell Bill about N'Keal Harry?
Well, I have to say a whole lot. I think the film speaks for itself, and I think he's a guy that I think it enhanced his draft status in the fact that we moved him inside some this year. He didn't play inside before. So I moved him inside and told him, I said, look, you have to play inside because I want to get you the ball. It's harder to double you inside, so you got to learn all this, and it's going to help you at the next level. And you mentioned Antoine Boldin. I looked at him more like a Dez Bryant, basically.
Wow.
I mean, that kind of guy, you know, strong hands, very competitive, really good run after catch, too. I mean, he can run. I mean, he's hard to tackle. He weighs 215 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a big man. He's strong, but loves to compete, Colin. I mean, every day. He's all about competition. He doesn't want to lose in anything. And I think, you know, his attribute will be that he's strong. He's always available. You need big receivers in the NFL if you're going to send them across the middle. He can go across the middle. He can play well in the red zone. We didn't throw it to him a whole lot in the red zone because we ran the ball down there.
Yeah, you were a running football team. Yeah.
We were a running football team, but it's not like he can't play in the red zone. But he's good enough where he can play anywhere at the receiver position.
The one place on your football team this year where you have some upperclassmen, good for you, is your offensive line where you've got four potential senior starters. When NFL teams call you, what do they care about, Herm? Because they can pick out, as you said, a lot on film. What are they looking for from a 22-year-old young man that you have lived with and they've just seen on film?
Well, work ethic. What does he do? What does he do on his own? You know, the building's always open now. They're class. You know, in college now, here's what's kind of funny. They're not in class all day. They got a couple classes every day. What do they do on their off time? This building is always open.
Right.
And the guys that are in the building, they want to know who are the guys doing the extra. They want to know this, Colin. They want to know how many practices has he missed.
Ah.
That's important. Are you available? You know, this football thing is all about the preparation and practice. You practice more than you'll ever play. We play 12 games. But look at all the practice time that is done to prepare for that. Start spring ball, then you have summer camp. All these practices are involved. Then you start the season for 12 games. Are they available for that? That's what they want to know.
Yeah. Herm Edwards, my daughter goes to Arizona State, so I'll be down there probably 3 to 4 Saturdays. Now, here's what I want to know is what is your easiest day to coach? Now, you're probably living in that room Monday to Wednesday, right?
Yep.
So do you ever have a time when I can just drop by and buy you a sandwich?
Colin, we go way back. You come by here anytime. Don't worry about it. You just come by anytime. When you're here, you just come on in here. Just rise, I'm coming, you come on over. You come to practice, come to the whole 9 yards, everything. You
really?
Got a la carte. Yeah.
Because I got to check on my daughter. She got Friday off. That means
she's
on.
You check on your daughter. We're around Friday. We go to the hotel after a walkthrough, but you come on through. And, you're welcome here anytime you want to come in.
Well, Herm, it just tickles me because I really do believe you have a chance. And I think I may have told you this. I told Rex Ryan this. I said, Rex, you can walk into a room and people will like you. And and by the way, that's not every NFL coach. I know, I would tell Bill Parcells to his face, I don't think you'd work in college. I mean, there are times, Herm, you got to be a little bit of a salesman now as a college coach, right?
Well, you do. And you got to, the sales pitch is this, is that, you know, our program, for us, we allow you to have a personality now. I'm not trying to change people's personality. As long as you fit here and you can achieve everything you want as a student athlete here. And we're going to do everything in the world to help you do that.
Yeah. You have Jaden Daniels is your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm a kind of a recruiting dork. I watched a lot of his tape, Coach. For those of us who haven't seen him in a live game, live bullets, why did he win the job? Because you brought in, if I recall, three quarterbacks.
We did. And his poise and, you know, great accuracy, his demeanor, doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, he's been here for the spring and the summer camp, and I think total, he hasn't thrown over five interceptions.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Herm, you will see me before the end of the month. Boy, that Michigan State game on the road is no day at the beach. I also think, watch out going to Cal.
That's a good defense.
Yeah, Justin Wilcox does a nice job up there in Berkeley.
He does. It's a good conference. It's a fun conference. A lot of good coaches in this conference.
Good talking to you, Coach.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you later.